I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The recent killing of more than 70 people in South Sudan gravely underscores the country's worsening situation and the need for the hope of Christ. In addition to rebel violence, Stephen Wesley with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says true persecution against Christians is taking place there.
But then on the other side, you're seeing really brother against brother, ethnicity against ethnicity. You're seeing tribe against tribe, both of who are calling themselves Christians but are not living it. And so this has to get worked out.
Wesley and his team recently held a training in South Sudan on persecution and discipleship, where local pastors called out their nation
to say, if you name the name of Christ, then you cannot kill your brother.
Please pray for an end to the violence and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And a recent hate speech ruling in Finland has drawn global attention. It also renewed debate over Canada's pending Bill C-9. Finland's Supreme Court convicted Päivi Räsänen and Bishop Juhana Pohjola for a pamphlet published over 20 years ago. It presented a biblical view of family.
Under a hate speech law that has a very loose or vague definition of hate, that these two were convicted.
The Finland decision is raising concerns in Canada about Bill C-9, how hate speech is defined in the bill, and how it may affect religious expression. Pray that Canadian lawmakers will carefully review the bill and protect the freedom of speech and religion. Pray also for Finland's churches to stand in the truth.
I would encourage Christians in Canada and those of other faith beliefs not to shy away from living out their faith in public.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.